team-up competition has been put on by SSE, who are the main sponsors of Andy Murray Live, and it is a competition that's open to everybody and anybody, regardless of age, stage, size, wherever. And it's about uploading a 10-second clip to social media of yourself doing your own brand of tennis keepy-uppy. So it could be with a bat and a ball, could be with a paper plate and a rolled up, scrunched up bit of newspaper. We're looking for something really creative, really out the box, because the best one will be chosen and will have a chance to play doubles with Andy against me and Jamie at Andy Murray Live, and obviously get the chance to stay on and watch Andy playing Roger Federer and Jamie playing doubles with Tim Henman and Mansoor Bahrami and Andy. So it's a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, the event's back for another year in November. How good an event has it been for inspiring the next generation of tennis players?
Well, I think it's been a huge thing. I mean, for us, last year was the first time, so you're a little bit on tenterhooks, hoping that everything goes according to plan. And it was a huge success. It raised £300,000 for UNICEF and another Scottish-based charity. UNICEF again and another Scottish-based charity this year. And it will be bigger and better than it was last year because we've added a whole lot more things to it. But it's really important for us as a family to bring world-class tennis to Scotland. We don't have any major tennis events up here, so Scottish tennis fans either have to watch on TV or they have long journeys to make down south or overseas if they want to watch. And very important for the boys to be able to play in their own country in front of a largely Scottish crowd, because they just don't get the chance to do that unless a Davis Cup home tie comes to Glasgow. So we are all really determined that there will be a lasting legacy from what they have achieved in tennis, and this is one way of kick-starting that.
Yeah, Andy and Jamie have done so much for the sport, indeed for Scottish sport in general. What would be the keys then to getting more kids into tennis in Scotland?
I think one of the keys, of course, is more public facilities, more public courts that are affordable and accessible. More indoor courts is also critical in order to make it a 12 months of the year sport. And if you can become a 12 months of the year sport, then it's easier to grow a better and bigger delivery workforce because you can offer all year round play. So we need more indoor courts, we need more public courts in parks and at schools, because obviously schools are a captive market for kids. They could be opened up to the community after hours and on weekends. But for me, the key is in people. It's about building a workforce across the country to help kids get started. And I say workforce doesn't have to be coaches, because in many areas you have no coaches, in many areas you have no money to pay for coaches. So it's about actually building a team of local volunteers from teachers, students, mums and dads, youth workers, basically anybody who's interested.
And on the subject of more courts, how pleased are you the Scottish Government is giving support to your proposed tennis centre?
Yeah, I'm thrilled, obviously, with the decision, because it's just such a huge opportunity for us to build a lasting legacy to Jamie and Andy in our backyard. And it's very much a multi-sport hub that has tennis at the heart of it. But it's very much wrapped up in us becoming a healthier nation, a more active nation, getting more people playing and teaching tennis. But we have golf there and football there, adventure playgrounds. So it's it's a pay and play facility for everyone. But for me, it's a base that I can work out of, and I can share the 27 or so years of tennis coaching experience that I've had to build a bigger and better workforce across Scotland that will leave the game in much safer, stronger hands than it currently is.
And the project has had its critics. What's your message to people that are not in favour of it?
I think there are, whatever project is on the table, there is always going to be objection. You're never going to please everybody, but we have an awful lot of supporters as well.
Jamie going great guns to the US Open with Martina. It's still been an excellent year for Team Murray, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I think, Jamie winning a couple of back-to-back slams. I mean, Wimbledon obviously being the big one for anybody who is a British player. Wimbledon this year is the big thing. And 10 years since he won his first mixed title there, so that was a little bit of a landmark moment. And, winning again in the US Open. So he now has 5 Grand Slams and Andy has 3. And my point with all of that is, it's not about what you have, it's about what you do with what you have. And I don't think that anybody would ever have imagined, you know, 20 years ago that we would have Grand Slam champions and world number ones and Davis Cup champions from Scotland, which historically is a country that doesn't really do tennis. And that's really why I'm determined to share my sport with as many people as I can and get more people playing.